I'm John, he's Matt, also Andrew. Music sucks, here we go.
There's a line.
So, Turquoise Jeep Records, let's start there.
Check, check, dick and dangly's cock and balls.
Yeah. Turquoise Jeep, anyone else? You were there, Matt.
I was not.
Yeah, you were all like Brigadoonin or whatever.
I was being a
play. Wait, I was there?
Play.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, when Ben and I had found the wonders of Turquoise Jeep Records.
Flint Flossy.
God damn it, I want to know what you guys are talking about.
Flint Flossy is my new favorite rapper.
He's everyone's new favorite rapper.
Of all time.
Like, he has to know, right?
Like,
he has to be in on
I can't...
This.
Like, I couldn't tell... Like, for what... I think the first time I saw them, that I saw the video, I didn't know.
Yeah.
But if it was a joke. And then I saw the other ones, I'm like, this has to be. Like the fake mustaches and everything. Like,
yeah, fake facial hair.
The fake... There's no way.
Do you want your eggs fried or fertilized?
Both. I don't know.
You should watch those videos.
I mean, the eggs between your legs.
All right, show me this after we're done. I want to know.
Mm. Yeah, Turquoise Jeep Records. Keep the Jeep running. Oh, God.
So, green so screens it's and girls episodes.
Can I donate to this site without knowing it exists? Can I donate?
I don't know. How about you donate to me, and I'll donate to them? And by donate to them, I mean buy a sandwich.
Or maybe buy an actual URL.
Nah.
We should probably do that, though.
Yeah, we should do that. I think we should.
Yeah.
Nah.
It sounds like a good idea.
Maybe I should buy it. I should probably buy it.
So I downloaded all 25 David Bowie studio albums.
Boy, you're an idiot.
Jesus
I have to.
Christ.
I have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
This wasn't a Bon Jovi.
No.
It's like someone should do it. I got signed to Man on the Moon. I'm still writing that review because I'm slow, but I'm too busy. I have to write an essay. And Man on the Moon is not in my mind anymore because I fucked that album.
Right. So, right.
Bear with
me. Do you write reviews?
Me?
Yeah.
I used to. I can't remember when I last did one.
Yeah. I believe the last one was Baths?
Yeah.
It was. That was in September.
Yeah.
I got September. Leave me alone. I'm lazy and I got crap over here, so.
I'm getting ready to do. I don't know when I should just start on the Dark
Let's
Twisted
do one
review or.
Let me get like halfway through my complete inaccurate before you start.
Holy shit! I can't like write until like fucking July.
Why?
Look, man, we don't want to like stampede dudes with the content.
Yeah, we also haven't put up a review since like yours. Last
since
complete inaccurate.
Since mine, yeah. Because I'm waiting for Matt to do something. Because you're making us look bad, Andrew.
I'm not trying
what?
To. I just want
I know
to
you're
write
not
something.
We're not, okay, we're not taking this that seriously. We're not like a job.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? Right. We're a blog and we make dick jokes. Or at least I make dick jokes.
Dick jokes are certainly made on the blog.
Hey, you know what's funny? Strokes. All right.
Okay, get off this podcast. Get out of here.
Yeah, get Golden back.
Get Golden back.
Yeah, I remember.
What are we supposed to talk about? Right, so.
No, let's not talk about animalistic yet. We gotta stretch this shit. Because Andrew didn't listen to it.
I listened to it like 3 months ago or whatever.
Yeah,
okay,
you haven't listened to it recently, so we're gonna give you time to like force the recall of the memories.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I'm going to tell the story of listening to Andrew's reactions when he heard the last podcast, in which, if you missed it, we had a security breach, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that was my bad. I didn't lock the door.
Yeah, god damn it. So listening to Halverson talk about it, like, he started feeling, like, really pissed off. I was like, is my part of the podcast even in this podcast? I can't believe you guys did a whole podcast without me. And
but
then like, oh, holy shit,
4 minutes
never
in,
mind.
Holy shit, best thing ever.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody else who listens to it and doesn't know who Colton David is...
Right.
Won't get it,
no,
but...
No, you know. It's still funny, though. Like, it's still so obviously not so obviously not
you.
You, that it's still pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. We're congratulating ourselves on being the best podcast. We're going to get our podcast awards
later.
Oh,
by the way, guys, we're on iTunes now.
Oh, yeah, we're on iTunes.
Yeah, we're on iTunes.
Thank me.
Or, okay, did you do something to get it on there? Or?
Yes, I submitted it.
Oh, okay, so we had to
submit it. I did the entire submission process.
Okay.
When did you submit it?
After Colton posted, hey, go, aren't you on iTunes, for like the 17th time. I was like, fuck it, ah! And then did it.
Oh, okay, I thought like you did it like 3 months ago. And just
so did I.
Constantly those posts get deleted.
So did I. Feedburner, by the way, does not auto-submit your shit to iTunes.
Okay, so
they need to make that shit more clear.
Thanks, Feedburner.
Yeah. You're my dog.
Woo!
I'll never... you can count on Feedburner.
WordPress.
You can. WordPress and Feedburner. Working .com. Together like WordPress and Feedburner.
WordPress.ca.
Yeah.
Can we be Fermata.ca?
No. Fermata. Yeah.
Can we be Fowler.tv?
Can we? Yeah. Can we be Fowler.tv? No. Can we be Fowler.ca?
No, we can't be .ca. More of us have to live in Canada.
I live in Canada.
Is .tv... Okay, so I'm looking on Wikipedia for the domain name .tv, and the intended use was entities connected with the country of Tuvalu.
And then Are you serious?
Really? I'm serious.
Is that really
And
it?
Its actual use is marketed commercially for use in television or video-related sites. Can be registered and used for any purpose. So, yes, we can.
That's the best. Yeah. Thanks, Tuvalu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can it just be so we could just... It's like we'll just have to stream live music, so can it just be me with a guitar for, like, the rest
of
my
life? Yeah,
like
you and Ben doing your thing. Then when we get our rap group Mommy off the ground, we can just start doing that.
Like live freestyles?
Yeah.
What was my DJ name? I
DJ Manhater number two?
DJ Manhater number two, yes.
Right.
Love it.
I'm going to be DJ Manhater number two. All my beats are for feminism. Yeah. This is a snare of womanhood.
I'm Sparky Cesarian. I'm Sparky Cesarian, and Conjugal Clause is going to be guesting on our
this
next
one.
Period.
I called the
period.
Flower.
Period.
Actually, it's called the flower. This one's called the flower.
Yeah. This one smells like a rose.
Yeah.
Rose petal. I'm just going to say rose petal. Thank you.
Rose petal.
Our next track is the first track of our new album. It's called Who Shits on Someone's Door.
Fuck you. That is the worst. We have cameras
okay.
now. We have the
hook
cameras.
Is, who does that?
Door.
Who does that?
The second time someone crapped on your door, Andrew, and they used fireworks,
they used
I will give that man
fireworks.
A medal.
Fireworks.
No, see, because the first time I found it kind of silly and awesome that he still did it anyway, but the fact that he followed up and he's doing this methodically, like he's wrapping it up in increments, like he has a plan.
Obviously the fireworks.
Next time
Katie
he comes
Perry.
Over here, he's fucked.
He's
like, he really
be.
Is.
No, that is amazing.
Yeah. No,
let him do
I
his
get to
job.
Find
this
out,
man
I get
is
to shake his hand and then punch him in the mouth.
He is not. He is not doing this vandalism. He is an artist.
I had to clean up the first.
He is not.
So here's what you should do. You should get a motion tracker. You should get it hooked up to like lights, like motion sensitive lights, and a stereo that'll turn on when the lights go on. And the stereo is loaded with one song, and that song is "Beat on the Brat." And then you hide in the bushes with a baseball bat, and then wait for him to shit on the door, and then rock his world.
I want, like, a live soundtrack where that just shit follows me everywhere.
Just scream, who does this?
Who does this? And all of a sudden, like, I come out like a Fallout character with a bat and he's like...
And the tragic part is he will shit on your door again because he will be so scared.
Yep.
But
no, I don't know. I think like this man, like he's an artist. He's not a vandalism.
Brave
new thing. Like he is a man who it's like this weird avant-garde piece, and like he has this kind of weird statement on consumerism and poop
and carpentry,
and, like,
fighting the man. Yep, fighting the man. Which
and,
is
and
me,
the man, and Andrew, you don't understand. The man is you.
I understand.
You're
but
the man.
Why am I the man?
No, you are the man. And he's gonna poop on you.
Listen, do you know if you built your house on top of an Indian burial ground by
apparently. The if I did, I probably would have figured. Oh, well, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Last year I had this weird rat, like a giant like animal. We don't know what it was. It was definitely bigger than a rat. It was like scratching above in my attic. And wow, we're still not talking about Animal Instinct.
We're still not talking about Animal Instinct.
Anyway, no, it was like scratching up in my attic, and it like for maybe like a good few months, and then it finally one day it stopped.
Okay,
I was just like,
did it die?
Yeah, well, I'm sure. But
have you gone up to get it yet?
There was a bad smell up there. For after that, though,
did it poop on your door?
I'm pretty sure it was dead. I'm pretty sure it was dead, and maybe it probably shat itself after it died.
Let's go back. Did you go up and get it at any point?
Hell no.
Is that rat an artist?
Probably.
The recently deceased left his body weight in hard
candy. I thought it was like something like a cat. Like that's what it sounded like to me.
Really? Yeah. A cat? Well,
unless it was a giant rat.
Well, you haven't checked, right? So you probably do have a dead cat up there in your attic.
Well, it's decomposed by now.
Well, ew, dude, check it.
I'm not going up there. It's decomposed. That's gross.
Take pictures of it. We'll make it the background on the website.
Can I make... Okay, the next time a dude shits on my door, I'll take a picture of it.
Take a picture of it.
No, that's not...
I'll take a picture of the guy running away.
Take a picture of the guy, sure.
Yeah, I'll have, like... I'll have screenshots.
We'll do both and make, like, a half and half.
I will have screenshots. There will be a camera running.
And then just write Picasso on the top.
Just, like, this big old caption. Who does this?
Yep. All right. And then, I will probably,
And then the baseball bat.
I was thinking about having, like, an automatic turret built in.
Right.
So it would just,
but that
would just
doesn't
shoot,
have
it would shoot, no, but it would just shoot shit at him.
Right. But then you would have to load the turret with shit, and
I just would load it up with his shit over and over again.
Why would you do that?
But that means
I cleaned it up the first time. I'm okay with it.
But that means he gets to do it on your door one more time, bro. Like you got to have the ammo.
Well, he's gonna do it anyway. I want him to do it one more time.
He's
so I can
gonna
find
do
out
it anyway.
Beat the shit out of him.
So now you've resigned yourself to this.
It's
gonna shoot my door anyway.
It's just another day in California.
Yeah.
People are nuts up here, apparently. I don't
know. Northern California is either a wasteland or a brave new frontier in shitting.
No, it's a brave new frontier in
artistry.
In just art.
Yeah. This...
After all, San Francisco. Yeah. It's a pretty big art place.
Yeah, this is the new movement.
It's the new movement.
This is what's
following Colorado Hills, California.
This is what's going to follow Chill Wave, door shit.
This guy, he's in his garage. He's going, I have a plan, and I'm gonna find a random person. I'm just gonna poop on their door, and every time I'm gonna ramp it up. And I want, and the whole point is, what are they gonna go through mentally?
Right.
What are they gonna feel? How are they gonna be? I'll never know, but I won't know.
Because the point of art is to reach someone and affect their life, right?
Yeah, right?
So you reach out to their door with your butt?
Wow, Matt, okay, I'm sorry, I doubted
you. He's constructing, and he knew you would feel this way. He's trying to build his emotional base.
Oh, who knew?
That's the fireworks.
He's trying to build his emotional base.
I'm going to play Fireworks, the song by Animal Collective, and just have him piss him off.
Play play the Katy Perry one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom at the moon, or whatever the hell. God damn it.
That's a good music video.
It's not a good music video at all. You know what a good music video is? Stretch Pants by Flint Flossy.
Damn it.
You look up Flint Flossy, Andrew.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely go look up Stretchy Pants by Flint Flossy. We'll record the reaction. That'll be the show.
Flint Flossy?
Flint Flossy.
Yeah.
The most ridiculous man currently in front of a camera.
Flossy, Flamingo, Flint. Wait, what the hell am I getting? I don't know where... Okay, how did you find this? Seriously.
I don't know. I don't know if, like, Ben found it or if I found it.
Maybe you both found it at the same
time. We
might
have both
found
it at the same time.
Like, everyone found it at the same time, and it just kind of...
And then our life was changed forever, and we started the Flint Flossy cover band.
Oh! Door poop is Flint Flossy.
Yeah.
The same person.
Right.
Okay.
With stretchy pants. All right. We're for,
yeah.
Oh, Flint Flossy.
Stretchy pants, Flint Flossy, and whatchamacallit.
What the hell am I watching?
It's like
we
Tim and Eric
at the same time.
This is the best.
We should all watch it at the same time.
Yeah, totally watching it.
Have you started already?
Yeah,
we'll do this later.
At the
this
same
is
time.
No,
be,
no.
We're already,
we need to. I need to hear your reaction.
No, we're doing this for the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
The world needs to hear what you think of Flint Flossy.
Everyone go to the start.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
For anyone who's listening to this, go look up Flint Flossy. Stretchy pants.
This is 100, this is a lot of views.
Yeah, it does. It's distressing. For right. multiple reasons.
Alright, everyone go to the start.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright. Play it.
At the count of three, we're all going to press play.
1, 2, 3, go.
1, 2, 3, go. Man, he loves stretchy pants.
He does. I mean, look at those stretchy pants. This is the worst episode already.
His facial hair is so fabulous.
Yeah.
That girl's working it. He's stretching those pants.
I love the back of vocals.
Yeah.
Oh, gonna touch it.
Dancing with the stretchy pants. He's doing the stretchy pants dance.
Whoa!
Where do they get these girls for all these videos?
I don't know. Where do they get any of these people, man?
Fucking backgrounds.
Different girls.
The guy's just dancing, not even looking at anything.
Right.
Look at those backgrounds. They're tight.
Of course he's dancing without looking at anything. He's Flint Flossy, man. That's how he rolls. Look at that guy. Look at that guy in his obviously fake facial hair. Like, not even well done.
Just stretchy pants.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, he looks like Mos Def with that beard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like... He's like double Mos Def, though. Like, look at how much beard he has, obviously.
Look at all that.
Look at all that beard.
Stretch your pants. Stretch your pants.
Also, I kind of dare you to get the song out of your head after this.
In case you forgot, those are stretchy pants.
The pants, they've stretched over the bottoms of the females, so Flint Flossy has decided to make an ode to these stretched pants and the butts encased within. It's really deep, if you think about it. He's also maybe the worst rapper. And the best man? Ever.
You know about the camel toe?
Yeah.
Stretch pants turn me into a fiend.
I would like to apologize on behalf of the website for this episode of the podcast.
Yeah, no.
I think we've told us. That...
What the fuck is with the dog?
Is he holding a dog?
No, it's a cat, man. It's got a cat. Look at that. Ain't no dog, it's a cat.
This is the worst thing ever. Yeah. Asynchronized hand stretching pants.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah.
Where do they find... It's like just random girls at this back of this warehouse.
I think
like
my mouth is bleeding from laughter.
Yeah. Again, like I would like to apologize for this episode of the podcast. I think we've given up on the podcast actually being about music. Like, we've interpreted the question mark part of the podcast to mean it's not about music at all. I mean, kind of, but not really.
This is about music for watching Stretchy Pants by Flim.
Yeah, we're dumb.
Why is it seems like they're always getting hit by, like, cheese balls, like, right. floating in space?
Because space is where rappers live, man.
Yeah, but why are the flying cheese
Lotus,
balls
man.
Coming at them?
Yeah, Flying Lotus definitely lives in space.
Now the cheese balls are purple.
They're not cheese anymore. Or maybe they are, which is even worse.
They're purple cheese or space cheese? Stretchy pants. And a big arrow, just in case.
Like, this is some Tim and Eric level shit here.
See, that's a dog.
It's not a dog.
That's a dog. I will fight you on this. That's a dog.
Why aren't these guys working for Tim and Eric?
Maybe they are, and we just didn't notice.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
All right.
All right, guys.
Turquoise Jeep Records. Let's talk about Animalistic now.
All right.
We're like 18 minutes into the podcast.
Speaking of joke rappers... Comedy rappers.
Dude, Animalistic, no joke.
Yeah, they have one funny song, but, like, that's the amazing thing about that album, is it's just kind of two weirdos from the Netherlands. It's like, man, rap sucks. We need to do it better. And then they fucking did. And it's fucking good.
I mainly talk about that one song.
Yeah, Sarah. Well, is it Sarah or Camembert?
Camembert. Second one.
Camembert,
yeah.
Sex on the beach, that girl looks cute.
She's only 3.
No problem for me.
No problem for me.
God, yes.
Oh, man.
So, I appreciate a rap album where the skits are not, like, separate tracks. Like, if you're gonna do skits, just have it be a lead-in. And there's only, like, two skits on that whole album that I can think of. Maybe, yeah, and they're both on, like, the same song, now that I think about it. It's like the... Both ends of Sarah are the only skits on, like, real skits on the album. Everything else is just fucking hard-hitting rap goodness, man. Rap goodness. That was white. That was so white. Rap goodness.
Rap goodness, guys. Rap goodness.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Parents just don't understand.
The rap has so much goodness in it.
It's so good.
The beats are fresh and nice.
See, you're not Mexican.
Shut up. I want to be.
I don't know what to think about. I didn't listen to much of it. I only listened to a couple tracks.
You,
it's weird.
You made it to Sarah, really, though, right?
I mean, yeah, I made it to Sarah. It was...
Yeah.
It's hard to follow.
Is it? Really?
For me?
Alright. Is it like the English quality on it, or what?
I think it is the same.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
This just...
Well, yeah, I had a hard time finding the band, too. They're from the...
From the Netherlands.
They're from the Netherlands. The Netherlands,
you
okay.
Tricked City, man.
Also, this just in, apparently the Spider-Man reboot doesn't have Mary Jane in it.
Great.
What?
How's this related to Animalistic?
It doesn't.
God, Andrew, we're talking
about music now. I
don't know,
that's what someone posted on Facebook.
We're talking about music now, Andrew, God.
Oh, okay, she's not in it. Wow.
God.
Wow, that's weird.
You're not in it.
That's kind of weird.
You're not
in it. Isn't that weird?
No, I don't, sure. Why not?
Really,
yeah,
this podcast,
totally weird.
Andrew.
Are we ever going to put this podcast up? I'm starting to, like, try and guess this.
No, we're putting this up.
You guys want to talk about
Man on the Moon 2, Dark Twisted
okay,
Fantasy?
Okay, yeah, we'll
then?
Talk about that album. Holy
yeah, let's talk about
fuck,
Man on
that's
the...
bad.
Yeah, Man on the Moon 2. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've been... I'm still writing the review. Yeah. I don't know if I'll ever read it.
I want to read it. I desperately
yeah,
want to
read it.
I
want
to read it.
Thanks for signing me on that review, by the way,
no
guys.
Problem.
Thank you.
Hey, at least we weren't serious about complete and accurate fan requests, all right?
Oh, yeah, huh? We're not serious.
You weren't?
No, we're not.
I sort of was. I thought
you
it was
were.
A funny
I
mean, idea,
I'm not
but
serious. I
I'm not, like, going to actually
gonna be requesting
make you do
things,
that.
That's Ben.
Yeah.
Man on the Moon 2 is bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, I get that Kid Cudi's sad and high all the time, but yeah. It doesn't help an album.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, Andrew, I don't think John listened to
oh,
it.
Oh, no,
you
no.
Listened to it, Andrew? No? Okay. You listened to it, didn't you, Andrew?
Did.
Okay, I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah. I did. I said I did.
I like. I liked. I get what Kid Cudi does. He's not a. He's not a rapper, and he's not. He's more just a guy who makes like really good hooks. And I get that's what he likes to do. But Man on the Moon 2, like,
rapper.
It was too subdued. Like the hooks were there, but they were boring and they were monotonous and they droned on for too long. And
that
I don't know. Like,
long track list. Fuck.
It is. It's like, what, five acts? Like, you divide an act.
I don't even know. It's retarded.
It was at least an hour and something long, and it was, like, way too much of Kid Cudi going, like, I'm really sad, and I like being
I'm Kid
high,
Cudi, and I like weed.
Mm-hmm.
Does he actually
and
have a song
about
like
it,
that? Because that would
it's cool. Called Mar- okay,
Marijuana.
Okay, there's three songs. Marijuana, Mojo So Dope, and Ashton Kutcher. I think those are the three.
Great.
And they're in the same act. I think there was an entire act
it's about weed.
Based upon
it's based on
yeah.
Weed.
That was act two. It was all about
fuck
it.
That act.
And like
fuck that, just fuck those songs. Fuck all of them.
Yeah.
They're all horrible. And the only time I picked up was at the end. Like All Along was a really good song. It was like a kind of a
sure. I'll hand it to that. I'll hand it to that.
Erase Me was okay. And when
just
he was
because
doing,
Kanye
like,
West
weird
is
kind of. Yeah, and I mean like the actual like hook in that song was okay, and Cudi is an okay singer. He's kind of throaty, whatever. But it was like, I don't know. Like, that was disappointing because Man on the Moon 1 is really good. I listened to it recently, too, just to kind of educate myself on it. And I felt really sad going to Man on the Moon 2.
I listened to a few tracks from Man on the Moon 1, and I was just sort of like, yep, that was Kid Cudi. And
so, Mr. Rager, what does that actually mean?
No one knows.
I don't know. I think it's just a character he made for the album. And
so,
I
trying to be
interesting
and quirky and I don't know.
Is he Sasha Fierce? That's the question.
No.
No?
No.
Sasha Fierce has something backing her.
What?
Like talent.
Like a butt. Boom! Oh.
Word.
Incredibly sexist.
OK. okay.
Did you guys listen to Dark Twisted? Because I know that leaked.
I'm pretty sure I've listened to that album like a million times.
Yeah.
Did you listen to it? Oh, so you listened to it too, John?
Yeah.
Why do you sound disappointed?
I'm not disappointed. I'm concerned for Andrew. Here's my concern. And I'm glad that we're pushing back, like, doing actual year-end stuff for, like, 2 months. Because, like, Andrew's been looking forward to this album since, let's say, July. Is that about accurate? July,
I've been waiting for this album since Power came out.
All right. Which
yeah, okay, so since the single came out in the Good Fight.
May.
May?
Okay. So
here's my point. Yeah. Andrew, you have been steadily getting yourself more and more hyped for it, and it came out and didn't, like, disappoint you.
No,
it
didn't.
But I'm worried that you're not going to have, like, an actual formed opinion of it for, like, a month.
It's super, like, the weird thing is that, I guess he tried, it's not as dark and weird as people, like, make the reviews, like, say mm-hmm. It's just sort of like, a big Kanye diary.
Right.
The way, like, just, it's like a list of his feelings, like, every single one. Like, I feel like everything on that album is, like, ultra personal. Mm-hmm. Like, even more so than Graduation.
Right. Much like Man on the Moon, too.
Yeah, except it's good.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, keep going, sorry.
And, should we talk about this since it's not going to be out when we put it out?
Yeah,
or
this is, for the record, we didn't get the leak, and you're a bad person if you,
For the record, we didn't I didn't touch it. I'm waiting for the
explicit leak, we're waiting to buy it with our hands.
I am buying it.
We listen to all the songs on YouTube.
Because
I watched Runaway, and that had, like, most of the songs on there anyways.
Because all of the albums that I reviewed, I bought.
Yeah. It was, like, 14 minutes until Runaway actually started, but never mind that.
So, okay. Also, the leak was not the explicit
leak. Yeah, the explicit leak is out now.
Oh, is it? Okay, I was waiting until it actually, at least I can get my hands on the explicit.
It came out, like, Friday.
Anything.
Did you know she was a bird? Nah, never noticed that.
Yeah, Runaway is a piece of shit. Not the film is a piece of shit.
I watched it. I was just kind of amazed.
I watched a bit of it.
You could tell it was directed by Kanye West.
Oh, God,
and it was,
can
like,
you?
This girl with wings prancing down a street, and I kind of turned it off after that. So how is the out? Do you guys want to talk about a bit at least, or do you think it's okay?
About what?
I guess I'm writing a review. So.
Yeah. Halverson's on review duty for that one. Hey, you know what we should do for the show next week?
What?
Swans.
Oh, yeah.
Swans?
Oh, yeah.
My father will guide me up a rope to the sky. I feel weird about recording that episode about, like, Cosmogram is my favorite album of the year. And then the next album I'm going to, like,
dude,
for the show is like,
changes.
Man, Swans is my favorite album of the year. Holy fuck.
Shit changes.
It does.
I still can't tell. I still can't tell what my favorite album of the year is. Actually, I think it is Bats.
Yeah.
I'm still debating now.
Yeah, when we end up doing this, like, best of the year stuff, it's just going to be very crazy. I think we're going to put out a mixtape, and then, like, should we talk about what we're going to do? Should we wait till we get closer?
I think we need a new idea for the mixtape, so.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll talk about it.
I know what we're doing for the November mixtape. December mixtape seems pretty obvious, best songs of the year.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
I'm sorry,
everybody.
Sorry, guys.
This show's kind of terrible, but we love you.
We'll make it up to you by.
We'll make it up to you, but certainly by not making a better show. That's certainly not how.
I'm just trying to figure out a way we can possibly make it.
At least, like, we've been delivered for at least like 7-8 weeks now, given the punches. And at least for reliable. I mean, the quality hasn't dipped or gone up.
Yeah, it's been sort of lateral, hasn't it?
It's kind of.
We're consistent. Yeah, I'll give myself that.
We started at like a mid note, holding that mid note. Hold that shit.
Our podcast is a very long format.
Hold it as long as you
is being, the conductor is doing the thing with his hands, and we're holding on the not goodness.
We're holding on to best not goodness. Classically trained not gooders.
This episode is called The Fermata of Mediocrity.
No. No, I'm not going to take the episode of that.
Diamond you Dogs?
You guys want to tell racist jokes? No?
No.
What's black, white, and red all over?
What?
Oh, man. A newspaper.
Yeah. Oh, God. I just realized that my punchline was totally, totally, totally inappropriate that I had just come up with right off the top of my head.
Really?
I'm not saying it. I'm saying it afterwards. Oh, God. That was so... Oh, no. I'm disgusted with myself. Shit.
What do you call a black guy in the cockpit?
What?
Pilot. Bye!
I hate this show.
Stop recording, for the love of God. Stop being stupid.
In a dry fire years before we were born, when all of the dogs devoured the hogs like lightning after the storm, and her lips were wet like a rose with summer sweat. And when our eyes met, I knew I was through. Tiptoe through cobblestones and glass stilettos, it breaks my knee when she hides her nosebleeds in my dreams as I sleep. But I know I'll never be the man that she thinks she really needs. But it don't stop me from trying to be. Oh, God damn you, me, yeah. God damn. I let down my guard. There goes my heart straight out the window again. And oh, God damn you, me, yeah. God damn. I let down my guard and there goes my heart straight out the window again. So God damn. God damn. God damn. And God bless.
Harverson, I've met your buddy, and what do you want to say?
Hello. I just recorded like all of that.
Thanks. Good job.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna sing Van Helsing Boombox now.
Okay.
Are you ready to record another song?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you know this, but I'm actually a singer before I'm anything.
Okay, go for
it. In grade school, I used to be in the choir in grade school. They kicked me out for being in the choir too many times. It's great.
High five, dog.
Totally.
Fist bump. You're the greatest Jew ever said. Don't let anyone wait.
Whatever. Do you remember the words?
Like a dog at a feed, even though I know it won't work out in the long run. So I burn down the pond, split my good shadow those arms I once knew. Hold me like ghosts. Learn how to speak forgotten language. I fall to my knees and I can't how to swim. Nothing, that's everything, becomes nothing. That's everything, and nothing is the only thing you'll ever seem to have. When anything that's anything becomes nothing, that's everything, and nothing is the only thing you'll ever seem to have. But only time will tell if I'll allow the scenery around her keep me alive. I want to sleep for weeks like a dog at a beach, even though I know it won't work out in the long run. So I burn down the palm, split my good shadow, those arms I once knew. Hold me like ghosts. I learn how to speak defeated language. I fall to my knees as I howl at the moon. But anything that's anything becomes nothing. That's everything, and nothing is the only thing you'll ever seem to have. But anything that's anything becomes nothing. That's everything, and nothing is the only thing you'll ever seem to have. But anything that's anything becomes nothing. That's everything, and nothing's the only thing you'll ever seem to have. Anything that's anything becomes nothing. That's everything, and nothing's the only thing you'll ever see now. La 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 la. I'm the best singer. Thank you.